The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to those two upcoming by-elections, Dublin Central and Galway West. Friday the 22nd of May is polling day. Obviously the seats vacated firstly by Catherine Connolly, who became president in Galway West, and Pascal Donoghue vacating his seat to move to the World Bank. We're joined by Professor Teresa Reedy of the Department of Government and Politics at UCC. Teresa, thanks indeed for talking to us. We might start with maybe the more straightforward of the two, Dublin Central. It looks, am I right in saying it looks like a two-horse race in that constituency?
Hey, good evening, Shane. Yes, I think so. I think in many respects, Dublin Central really is a litmus test of Sinn Féin's ambitions to lead the next government, but also of that nascent left alliance that we saw form around the Catherine Connolly presidential election campaign. So it really is the case that there's a lot to prove here for Sinn Féin. This is Mary Lou MacDonald's constituency. She, you know, did very well. She tops the poll or comes very close, but she really needs to be able to bring in a second Sinn Féin TD. If Sinn Féin is going to lead the next government, it needs to be picking up those kinds of seats. And so it's really all to play for here in terms of whether Janice Boylan can get across the line in this by-election. You know, you don't win, as a general rule, you don't win by-elections outright. So Janice Boylan has to be very well paced with first preference votes at the start, but then has to pick up those transfers from that nascent left alliance.
Now, I think it's fair to say Janice Boylan wasn't Mary Lou MacDonald's choice to be the candidate.
Well, I think probably the easiest way of saying it is there have been ups and downs in their relationships, and those were you know, well traversed at the last general election as well, as to, you know, her place on the party ticket. So within the party, you know, there was a bit of discussion leading up to the convention, but she is the candidate now, and that is the slate that the party has to work for, and it's really all to play for them. They really do need to win the election. And I think as well, you know, we can look back to previous by-elections. For example, in 2019, the party had a very, very bad year, but actually victory in the Dublin Southwest by-election kind of turned a corner for them and kind of put them on a better footing for the general election. So I think there'll be a lot of people looking at Sinn Féin and how they perform in Dublin.
Yeah.
But of course you have this, you know, you have a very controversial candidate, you know, in the wings, in the form of Gerard Hutch.
Yeah, he doesn't have a prayer of winning, though, does he? I mean, it's one thing nearly winning the fourth seat, but in a by-election you need to get 50% plus one of the vote, not in first preferences, but overall. He's just not going to get that.
It's very unlikely, because he did very well in the general election, and he did well on first preferences. But to win a by-election, you really also have to do well on second preferences. And as the other party candidates get eliminated, you have to pick up their second, third and fourth preferences. And Gerry Hutch really struggles in that. You know, he's able to bring out his own vote, but he's a candidate that causes kind of immense problems for a lot of the other political parties in the system.
Yeah.
So he could do quite well on the first count, but kind of struggle to get there as the count progresses.
Okay, let's talk about Daniel Ennis, because he is the front runner, certainly with the bookies. They have him 8-15 or 15-8 on, with Janice Boylan back at 7-2. I was kind of surprised at how strong a favourite Daniel Ennis is of the Sock Dems. Do you have him as the front runner at the moment?
I mean, I think it's between the Social Democrats and Sinn Féin, and the campaign hasn't started yet, but there's an awful lot of discussion about him. Now, this is, of course, Gary Gannon's constituency as well, so the Social Democrats already have a strong base here, so there's every reason to believe, you know, that there's a machine on the ground, there's a structure for them to work to, and Daniel Ennis is very well known. There's a lot of positivity about his campaign. I think it'll be an extraordinary moment moment for the Social Democrats if they do bring in a second candidate here. I don't think they're under the same kind of pressure as Sinn Féin are, but
no.
Certainly in terms of like how this race is taking shape and taking form, a lot of the focus really is on Daniel Innes and Sinn Féin's
yeah,
Janice Boylan.
I agree. I actually think Janet Horner might poll better than people think, but I think it's asking too much for her to take a seat, and I don't think Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil will come close to winning a seat. Let's talk about Galway West. I have to say I can't call this one at all, although again the bookies have Noel Thomas of Independent Ireland as the clear favourite. The difficulty, I suppose, his difficulty is, will he get enough votes in Galway City?
Yes, I mean, and I think he's really kind of been pushed out ahead in the last kind of week or so because of the protests last 2 weeks ago and the blockade. And so Independent Ireland were very much to the fore of kind of advocating for the protesters, and Noel Thomas himself. You know, he was very quick to kind of position himself amongst that protest, and so it gave him additional publicity, and he was able to kind of put himself out there. Now he's originally of the Fianna Fáil gene pool as well, so he has a machine, and he's been competitive at several elections, but this field is much more open, and it's very hard to know kind of who's going to come through, because Sheila Garrity is the candidate who's kind of representing the group behind Catherine Connolly, but
yeah.
There isn't really a sense that they're going to be able to pull off the second.
The bookies have her at 20-1. I was kind of surprised at those odds.
You see, I think you also have to remember that there are candidates from all of the other political parties in the race here as well. This is a place where Sinn Féin are already quite strong, and they have Mark Lohan in the race. Helen Ogbu has run for the Labour Party a couple of times, so she'll be known to the voters there. You know, and you have a Green Party candidate, a Social Democrat candidate. So you have that kind of centre-left, mid-left space is much more crowded and much more complicated, which is why Sheila Garrity is really up against it, and terms of kind of getting out in front and getting ahead of that soft left pack on the first count.
Has Sean Kyne, the Fine Gael senator, he would fancy his chances in the general election, but has he any chance of taking a seat here?
Oh, it's very difficult to see him doing well. I mean, I think actually Sean Kyne in Galway West, and to some extent Ray McAdam in the Dublin Central by-election running for Fine Gael, they're almost positioning themselves for the next general election, and they have a very similar purpose, I think, for the both of them. They have to kind of position themselves, they have to raise their profile, and they have to signal that they're very serious candidates for the next general election. But I mean, the reality is that government parties don't do well in by-elections, except in kind of unusually tragic circumstances where a family member has died or has a serious illness.
Yeah,
they were the really only circumstances where government TDs, the government has managed to hold, if you want.
I think we've had three wins in something like 40 years or something, isn't it? And all in those kind of circumstances that you talk about. Just very finally on Galway West, is it Noel Thomas versus whoever emerges from that clatter of left-wing candidates, whoever comes out on top? Is that the two-horse race there?
I think that's how it's lining up. It's kind of which of those soft left candidates kind of breaks through and kind of comes to the fore. And there'll be lots of radio debates and some maybe even TV debates, and there'll be a lot of opportunities for the kind of candidates to put their case. I'm not sure that Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael really will have much chance of kind of positioning themselves. But again, I mean, it's a bit of a cliche to say it, but it will all come down to transfers. And that's why, to some extent, like that cluster of left parties, they do have something of an advantage if they can really get home that transfer left mantra that they've been talking
about.
It's a big test for them, actually.
Is Noel Thomas more Marmite as a political choice, do you think?
He is, you know, I mean, I think it's reasonably well known that he's made a number of contributions that have been kind of fairly controversial in relation to immigration, and, you know, he's not going to, he won't appeal with a very broad base to all of the voters. And the other thing is, whilst he might do well with some Fianna Fáil voters, because he is originally of the Fianna Fáil gene pool, he also will have to kind of cultivate a source of transfers for him. So we don't know yet whether some of the kind of smaller kind of micro parties, the what we might call the radical right, are going to go onto the ticket. He might be able to appeal to them, but they really get very few votes. So, you know, it's unlikely to be enough to kind of push him ahead.
Professor Teresa Reedy, Department of Government and Politics at UCC, thank you indeed for that update. Let's get the news headlines. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.